the kicking competition as close as it seems to us on the outside?
Yeah, I mean, you guys have seen it every day. They're both competing. They both got really strong legs, and they both had, you know, pretty good accuracy to this point. So it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out.
How do you measure? It seems like one guy's got experience, one guy's got a little more leg strength. What do you value more?
You value, you know, a kicker that can make the kicks. You know, you try and put the young kicker in some situations to try and test them. You know, hopefully if they arise, if not, you got to create them. But the thing about Josh is that he does have a strong leg, you know. It's not, a lot of times you have an old kicker and a young kicker, and the young kicker's got such a strong leg. But, you know, Brandon will have to really beat him out on all areas, you know, to win the job, and he knows that.
Has it been tough without Trendon? Seems like he's been sidelined, and I guess.
Well, Trendon and Beckham, I mean, both of them, but it does give opportunities to Preston Parker and Harris and some other guys that we'd like to see, Charles James, punt return. So, you know, their loss was, you know, somebody's going to gain from it. So, next guy up, and Preston had a couple good returns, you know, last week, so it'll be interesting to see some of the other guys we can get out there.
Has he kind of been making an impact on special teams throughout training camp? It seems like he's kind of come on pretty strong this camp.
Who's that, Preston?
Yeah.
He's got experience in the league. You know, he's done it before at Tampa, and so he's kind of picking up, and he's got to focus on ball security. It's his big thing.
Looked like you were trying Marcus Harris a little bit, too.
Yeah. You know, we want to give him Harris and, you know, Parker, James, Hosley, those types of guys, some chances to return both kicks and punts.
Tom talked about Corey Washington also a little bit as a special teamer and a gunner.
Well, what have you seen from him? If he's going to make the team, he's got to, you know, be able to contribute on special teams. And, you know, back in the day, we got one of the guys back in the building, you know, we had David Tyree and Dominic Hickson, two excellent receivers that played on all four special teams and really contributed. So that's what you're looking for. You're looking for a guy that can, you know, play on offense but also can contribute on special teams, because on game day, 46 guys are active and you need, you know, everyone's help.
How much does his size help in that regard? I mean,
it's good. You know, he's got some good, you know, size. You know, Marcus Harris has been doing well, you know, as a receiver. And Corey's been doing well, and he's just got to play big, and he's got to learn, you know, I think, how to practice. And coming from college is different. He's never done any special teams, so it's always a new experience. So he's got to make sure he understands what we want from him and then be able to go ahead and get it done.
Thank you. From a coordinator's perspective, what's it like to almost, because all the coaches say, well, if he's going to make the roster, it's going to be on special teams. What's it like to almost be that final line for a lot of players?
Well, you know, they got to be good enough on offense and defense. Yeah. So if it does come down, you hope, you know, special teams will tilt them one way or the other. But, you know, we tell them from day one, you control the special teams depth chart by how you do on offense and defense.
Is that an uncharacteristic error by Cooper Taylor on Sunday night, or does he?
Yeah, it's fundamentally, you got to, you know, put your hat on the guy, you get the guy redirected. He did not do that. Well, he was a gunner when he first came in, and then, you know, with his height, weight, and speed, that should be a very natural position for him. So we're still working with him and, you know, trying to get him better. But that's something that he's got to be able to do.
The inside position is more natural for him.
Yeah. You know, you want to get faster on your punt team. That's one way you do it, is you have a big safety that can run as well as him. And, you know, he's got the size to hold up. So something more, you know, entertaining.
Would you think the longer extra points and did you see that catching on in the league? Or?
I don't know. It's a little bit different. You know, you see the after the touchdown, everyone kind of goes up to the two and then they slide back. But we've been doing it all camp, so it hasn't been an issue.